This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you take him out and get him ready for the next start. Will be an absolutely vital start for the Yanks.
Boy, tough crowd.
Gerrico leaves and gets booed. He's been carrying this team all year. But
what's wrong with you people?
So, two outs, no one on.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth. We'll get back to all the NFL, including a Monday night football game tonight in Green Bay between the Lions and the Packers, and we'll dive into every angle from that, prop shopping later on the show. But, man, we had to play that. We got to check in on the MLB Awards. 2 weeks left in the season.
Susan Waldman talking about?
So she was mad at the crowd. That was WFAN yesterday. Yankees and Cleveland yesterday. Gerrit Cole gets rocked, and that changes the market for Cy Young considerably onto Joe O's 100-1 Robbie Ray ticket. But Susan Waldman's all upset that Yankees fans are booing Cole off the mound. Here's what I say. They probably have Gerrit Cole tickets, and they realize what you realized yesterday. They just flushed them away. Forget the Yankees making the playoffs. Gerrit Cole winning the Cy Young. That's what matters here.
I was getting tweets. I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? I wasn't even paying attention because we're locked in on NFL all day on a Sunday. I didn't even realize that Cole gave up 7 runs on 10 hits to the Tribe. I was celebrating. So without a Robbie Ray, it wasn't Robbie Ray doing anything. It was just going against Gerrit Cole because he was so bad. He's booed at home. That might stick in some voters' minds.
Well, you have the sticky stuff thing, that press conference, booed off the mound. Joe, I don't want to jinx this on you, but you're going to win. Robbie Ray, if he finishes strong, now his part of this is too. He's got to finish strong. If Robbie Ray pitches like he has, I'm going to ask
tonight,
him anything crazy.
Tonight.
If he pitches well down the stretch, he's minus 280 on FanDuel right now. This isn't like they're even. Minus 280, Gerrit Cole's plus 230. Robbie Ray is on track to win the Cy Young. You got it.
Slow down. Don't be doing that. Don't be doing that. I feel great about it, though. I feel terrific. I'm okay. Without knowing the number, knowing that it was a coin flip, it was like minus 110 on both sides going into that start. If I told you, okay, this is the numbers, this is what Cole's going to do, he's going to have his issues against the Indians, would you think before Robbie Ray pitched again that Robbie Ray would be minus 280? I thought that was pretty extreme.
Yeah, it was a big switch. And now, look, if Robbie Ray struggles tonight, this could go back to even or close to even again. I mean, so, like, tonight is a big part of all this with Ray. But, yeah, I think it was a big shift. So we have the AL Cy Young, which right now looks like Robbie Ray is a significant favorite. And I think this show is going to hit, too, because right around the end of July, early August, I put in Bryce Harper 30-1. I think that was when Tatis was still hurt. Acuna got hurt. And I was like, well, Bryce is hot. Someone's got to win this thing. And I put it in. Bryce has remained absolutely on fire. And I think it's two things. Bryce Harper's been great since the All-Star break. I mean, amazing. Some of the best stretch of his career. But Tatis hasn't. And the Padres don't win games anymore. And all you see with now, the latest highlight with Tatis is him and Machado. I mean, Machado looked like he was going to knock him out in the dugout on Saturday. Not a good look for the Padres. They can't win any games.
Yeah.
Joe, I think Harper's the MVP of the NL. And I think it doesn't matter if either make the playoffs. Because right now, you probably say the odds say neither will make the playoffs. The Phillies have a pulse in the NL East, two out with, you know, whatever's to play, 2 weeks to go, and they go to Atlanta next week. I know the Padres aren't making the playoffs. Joe, if the Padres and Phillies both miss the playoffs, Harper the MVP? That's the way I read it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's stolen it. Nobody's jumped up and taken it. Muncy has fallen off. Soto, not quite there, not doing enough. Turner, not there. He's fallen off a little bit recently. Freddie Freeman, I never thought there was a chance that he was going to go back-to-back, even though the numbers at one point were 10-1. He was in the top three. I thought that was an overreaction. It was insane to me. Like, to go back-to-back NL MVP, your numbers have to be some all-time stuff. So I agree with you, it's Harper. I don't know why, But if that's the case, I'll be happy for you, obviously. But I never wanted Tatis to win it. It's like, I just didn't think, even with the time missed, and I understand the home runs are sexy and everybody goes wild about it, but with what happened to that team, and I get it, they'll both be sitting at home in October anyways, I just never felt that Tatis deserved it. That he did, he wasn't that great. And you got to be there for your team. That's a big deal when you're missing weeks at a time.
Yeah, you do. And I've been with you that the last 6 weeks he hasn't done much. Like, he came back, hit some home runs. He doesn't play great defense. I mean, he's just been a very spotty kind of player. I think Harper has been better and deserves the NL MVP. All right, just quickly here.
Fletcher has fallen off, man.
Oh, your hits leader.
A few weeks ago, he was leading. He's in 10th right now.
Really? 10?
Vlad won't stop. Vlad has 178.
I'm glad you brought it up. Can we talk about the AL MVP? Because if there's one thing that bothers me, and I'm going to go back to Greg Amsinger here on MLB Network. If there's one thing that bothers me, it's when we decide on these year-long awards halfway through. It doesn't work like that. And I am of the belief the end of the season matters more for this stuff, because this is where the season changes. Like, you call it a leverage moment, you call it the biggest games, whatever term you want to use. Clutch. Like, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is the best player, the best offensive player, the engine that makes a team that has been incredible in September, they're going to make the playoffs, I believe, go. And he's close to a triple crown. And we just decided 2 months ago Shohei Ohtani's the MVP because he was the story of the first half. The baseball season isn't just one half. It's two halves. Joe, I have no problem right now if the voters give the award to Guerrero Jr. I understand we saw something historic. And like, Shohei Ohtani's year will always be remembered as historic, whether or not he has a trophy or not next to on his mantle with the MVP. But Guerrero Jr. keeps going. And Ohtani, I mean, offensively, he's fallen off. I mean, really, he has not had close to the second half he had in the first half. I like the idea that if Guerrero closes this, he wins MVP. The odds right now, Vlad Jr. Is at plus 750, Ohtani plus 3,500.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Perfect example of what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Here's John Heyman on Saturday night. I saw this. I'm like, come on. Stop this. All right. He tweets out, three of the four biggest awards look like practically dead heats at the moment. NL MVP, Tatis and Harper. AL Cy Young, Ray and Cole. NL Cy Young, Scherzer and Burns. I have no issues with any of that.
Sure.
But he closes the tweet with, while the AL MVP has been decided, in my opinion. Incorrect.
Why? Yeah.
Because they decided when they got together at the All-Star break that it was over. Seriously, they decided it was over months ago. It didn't matter. It's insane. They're not paying attention to what Vlad Jr. is doing, which is silly to me. Silly.
We
laughed about what Amsinger was saying on MLB Network. He wasn't alone. They all agreed that it was over. And I don't know if they've stopped paying attention or what it is.
Over the last 4 weeks, Shohei Ohtani is slashing 184, 326, 342 for a 668 OPS.
Exactly.
That guy's not the MVP.
They don't care. And they don't care.
And he's not playing meaningful games. Like, I know sometimes we go too far with that. Like, and I'll say this. If one guy's having a great year, the other guy's having a great year, they're both not in a pennant race. Then give it to the guy who just has the better all-around year. But one guy is. Like, the tie, if it's a tie, it should go to the guy that's, I don't know, going to the playoffs with his team. And let me say this, because you're making me laugh with this secret meeting. Now, I'm picturing all these baseball guys at, like a Freemasons meeting underground with torches. And they just, like, decide, yeah. It's over. It's over. Otani's the MVP.
Like, what do you have? What are you voting for? Yeah. It's so silly to me with everything that Vlad is accomplishing too. And he is a superstar.
Yeah.
It's not only like we can have that angle where, oh, well, there's just a couple of underlying metrics that, you know, that says he's a great player. Jake, you bet on Vlad the other day, right?
I did.
What'd you get him at?
8-1.
That's still.
I had to take that because I figured it was only going down. And after I looked at the Otani numbers, Otani's hit one home run in the last 2 weeks.
But we're not talking about it. Yeah, we only talk about him when it's, you know, when he's shocking the world.
Right.
But that's the thing. He hasn't. He hasn't shocked anybody in the last couple of weeks.
It's been some time.
Yeah, he hasn't even been a story in the second half of the season. I mean, he hasn't. Like, there's no highlights. There's no home runs. His pitching has been – he had to miss some time, then he came back and pitched the other day. It's like he hasn't existed in the second half of the season. I mean, that's – if you're going to be the MVP on a losing team, you better be great the whole year, right? You better put up historic numbers.
Right.
It's just stuff. It's just kind of gone. It's sort of flatlined a little bit. Meanwhile, Vlad, like Jake mentioned –
I want to see it slip away. Because, one, I had, like, the worst take of all time in the offseason when I was saying, I understand the hype around Otani, but I'm not going to jump in with everybody and bet him when the numbers were going down, like, 30-1, then 20-1, when he was 40-1. Plus, I'm like, he's Mike Trout's teammate. How is he going to be the MVP?
I think, and then Corvey has a ticket at 18-1, right?
Well, that's the other part of it, Jake. If this were to slip away from Horvat, that would be awesome because he has been counting on this for months and months. He was doing his victory lap saying that he won the MVP. It's over. All right. Let's see.
We'll see.
Okay, here's what I need. I need Otani not to win the MVP. I need the Packers to lose tonight. Well, that would mess with my survivor. But it would be entertaining, wouldn't it? The meltdown.
Joe can't just succeed. He needs to see others fail as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it others or just
you would not be entertained, Jake. You would not be entertained by
the
this.
Twitter rampage that Horvey would go on would be unreal. Nothing we would it'd be like nothing we've ever seen before.
Well, we've already seen a Horvat switch from. I mean, in the summer, he was talking about the Packers going 17-0, and now that's calmed down a little bit here. After week one, getting
and he would blame everybody but Rodgers if they lose to the Lions tonight.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's never Aaron Rodgers' fault. Quickly here, you mentioned something you missed. We missed it as a show, and it's going to end up as a big miss. We didn't even mention 5 weeks ago Scherzer in the NL Cy Young picture. Mm-mm. He's not just going to win it. He's going to run away. He's -210 now. Closest guy is Burns at +200. I mean, we were talking up Wheeler. He's +3,000 right now. I mean, we've seen Scherzer just run away with this thing.
Well, John Heyman says Saturday night. No, that's up for grabs. So we've established that John is wrong on everything.
John, come on the show again. We want to talk.
We want to talk about how terrible your takes are with the season awards, even though you're a voter and we aren't.
Well, I think John's just trying to calm things down because didn't he say the award was over and he had the vote or something with Tatis?
Yeah, Major League Baseball probably emailed him or something.
Hopefully they talked to Amsinger because that take was ridiculous at the All-Star break. I mean, it was. Let's play the second half of the season.
It was.
We can all be Horvats and say this thing is over. All right, listen.
I know.
Unbelievable. Joe's going to win 100-1. I think I've got a 30-1. On the other side, let's jump back to football here. Monday Night Football. We will look at the game. The Lions at the Packers. Can the Fighting Dan Campbells cover a big number in Lambeau Field? Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth. This is BetQL Daily. As always, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.